This is Chris. How can I help you?
Hey, Chris. This is John with Local Splash.
Yes. Yes, sir.
The Google partner. Hi. Were you able to get a hold of Angie?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you were able to part ways with them? Or did they try to hold you hostage? Oh, okay. Awesome. So I have to create a Google My Business page for your company in order to launch this campaign. Have you ever heard of that before? Google My Business?
No, sir.
Okay, so basically I'm going to verify some information. You've already been through a background screening. That's how you qualified for the placement. So it's not about you qualifying, but what they're going to do is they're going to send a postcard to you in the mail to verify your address. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there in the top recommended section. And then I just want to verify the information, hours of operation, things like that. So what's the business street address that I could send that postcard to?
3304.
Cooper Lane. 75503?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me submit. Okay, and then the postcard says it's going to take about 3 to 5 business days to receive. So it's Monday. You know, you should have it by Friday. The latest, it would be Monday, the 10th, okay? Now, when you get that postcard, there's going to be a little 5-digit number on the back of it. It's called your PIN verification number. I'm going to need that from you, okay? So I'm going to send you my direct I already sent you my direct number and extension. But here, let me resend it to you. So we have a 24/7 customer service line there, but if you hit that 544, that'll call me directly. And then I'll also be contacting you around the time it comes in. They FedEx Express it, so it'll let me know around the time it gets there.
Okay.
And then do you want this address hidden on Google?
What would be the reason to hide it?
Well, if you do business from home, you don't really want to have a listing that's going to give them turn-by-turn directions to your home. There's no reason for them to go to you, really.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be done in my home until I get my other place finished, because I'm actually building a shop on a piece of land right now, and I'll end up changing that address later.
Right. And I'm pro Second Amendment myself, so I don't want anybody showing up to my doorstep. That's a bad day.
Yes, sir.
All right. And what's your last name, Chris?
Abercrombie.
Okay. Just like the business name?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I like the business name. It's very clever. Is Chris short for Christopher?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll always call you Chris, but being that this is a business listing, it's going to have all your legal name on it, and that way you can write it off later. What's the business email address where I could send everything in writing?
Abercrombie and Fence@gmail.com.
Oh, perfect. You're already a Gmail user?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Happy you were able to get a hold of them. Those guys are not the easiest thing to cancel. I've actually sat in on a couple of those calls myself to kind of help clients get away from them, and they threaten you with all kinds of stuff. So I'm glad you were able to handle yourself.
Yes, sir.
Right. And then we're going to develop a site for you, because I didn't see one. Do you have a website already?
Well, the only website that I was using was through Angie's List.
Okay. Yeah.
It was,
so that's the one.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to develop one for you. It's no extra charge. Okay. So it's still just that flat $299 with the discounts. But I'm going to have to purchase a URL, and then I'm going to need to do a client interview with you, where basically we'll interview you on all the services you provide, the areas that you go to, and then get started on that site. If you wanted to do the client interview today, I could schedule it between 3 and 4 o'clock Central.
Okay, that'll work.
That'll work? Okay. It's going to be with a separate technician, but I'm still your account lead, so if you don't like somebody or if you want something done quickly, you can always hang up on them and just call me.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I like to stay close with my guys and make sure it's working for them until you get comfortable. And then if you're comfortable, you want me to take a step back, I'll ease off of you. But I want to make sure you got everything going first.
Yes, sir.
All right. And then on the email, the Abercrombie and Fence, is the A-N-D spelled out, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me update this. So it wasn't coming back. Oh, I put a space there before the A. That's my fault. Okay, there we go. Now it's showing as valid. All right. And then for the business name, are you incorporated or an LLC?
LLC.
LLC. Do you want that displayed in the business name, or do you just want it to say Abercrombie and Fence?
Just Abercrombie and Fence would be fine.
Okay. We don't have that hidden. All right. And then what are your hours of operation for the business? Do you want them displayed on Google?
We'll do 9 to 5.
9 to 5. Okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. Okay, and then Saturday and Sunday, are you going to do close or by appointment only?
By appointment only.
Okay. So that way they can call you, but you're not really expected to go out there and work. You know, you can hash that out
right with
them. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay, let me go ahead and submit. Okay, and then the last question on here, what types of payments are you able to accept from your clients, and do you offer financing for larger jobs or split payment options is what a lot of my guys do?
Yeah, I do split payment options. I can take any form of payment.
Okay, any form of payment. So cash, check, card, all accepted? Okay.
Yes, sir. And
and then you have like Zelle or PayPal or anything like that, Venmo,
yes,
Cash
sir.
App?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, perfect. Check. Okay. Okay, for some reason I'm still getting an error with your email. I tried to send over a test email and it said delivery status failure.
Okay.
Okay.
Spell it out. Tell me how you got it in there.
Abercrombie and Fence@gmail.com.
That's it.
Huh. Okay. Let me, it came back valid the first time. I don't know. Oh, this is, I put it in.
Is there a space?
Yeah, I put it in there with that space again. I tried to copy and paste it, and it copy and pasted the space in there. Yeah,
I do that a lot because I copy and paste and then it'll always put a space on the end of it.
Yeah,
and I have to take that space out.
The most inconvenient thing, but I was trying to send you an invitation to your client interview here. There we go. Should have gone through now. And then the client interview technician there, so it'll say local splash. Okay, I got it. All right, hours submitted, payment methods confirmed, URL set to be purchased prior to client interview. They're going to present you with a couple of URL options depending on what's open. I'm hoping there's just an AbercrombieandFence.com available, but we might have to make it Abercrombie and Fence LLC or TX.com depending on what's there.
Okay.
Okay. All right, but I got the profile set up. And then the discounted pricing structure that I'm putting you on is indefinite. So it's a month-to-month agreement. It's set up to automatically renew each month on the third day, but you'll keep the discounted price at $299. It'll never go up to the $499 pricing structure that we normally charge.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And then how did you want to secure that first month's payment?
You do it by card.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's American Express.
Okay, so let me go ahead and update here. Billing information, Amex. Okay, so it says American Express is a little different. Usually they prefer a different payment method because American Express charges almost 6% rate, and it's already discounted.
Okay.
I can accept it, but did you have a different form of payment?
I can do MasterCard.
Okay. I just want to try to avoid that merchant processing fee. Okay, MasterCard. And then I know it's Christopher Abercrombie. Is there any middle initial on the card?
The actual card actually says C. Abercrombie.
Oh, okay. Okay, and then the billing address is the same as the street address we're sending your PIN verification letter?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read them 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
5218.
5218.
5310.
5310.
2906.
2906.
6280.
6280. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
02/23.
2/23, and then 3-digit code on the back.
911.
911. Oh, that doesn't sound good. Okay. So I have to walk in. It's almost as bad as like 666. I heard that one before. I was like, oh no.
It's an easy one to remember.
Yeah, that's true. That's not always a good thing, though, especially if you're like me. My missus has 2 of my cards, and she'd be running around with my son all the time. I just see the transactions come through on my phone. I'm like, oh, God, what are you doing at the mall?
Right.
Okay. So I have your profile set up. Before I can authorize any transaction with your company legally, I have to walk you through a voice verification as an added form of protection. It's going to outline the service agreement, and we'll send this to you in writing. Now, as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say, Chris, that you don't agree with or if you don't understand it, just stop me, okay? I can rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm fluent in layman's terms, so I can translate it if you need. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Abercrombie & Fitch.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Christopher Abercrombie, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it says 24 to 48 hours. If you miss calls, there's a tracking system. I'm going to give you the login information, and there's like a little YouTube video that shows you how to use it. But you can go back in there and still get their number and see what they were looking for and the zip codes they searched from. So we're not going to ride you too hard if you miss them, but just in order to have the best conversion, you know, your closing ratios are a lot higher with the guys that you answer the phone as a live call rather than the ones that you circle back with. So just keep that in mind.
Yes, sir.
And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is January 3rd of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for Platinum Package Service. I've included the .com website for you at no additional charge, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with that site and your programming. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the third day, but it'll remain in that discounted price of $299 indefinitely. So as long as you're with us, you'll get that discounted rate. It states that you are not binded to a contract, so you are able to discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time by contacting client support. It says, if you are going to discontinue our services, we do ask that you contact us before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. Either way, there are no cancellation fees nor penalties should you decide to discontinue or cancel our services. And then it asked if you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms.
I agree.
All right. So you should have received a text message. There's a couple of them in there. From our company. There's one that says, Christopher, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so there's a link in there. It'll say, we sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay.
Okay, click on that link there. And then, yeah.
Okay.
So this isn't a contract, but it's an outline of the agreement in writing with the discounted pricing structure. So that way there's no confusion on that moving forward. It's going to have an outline of all the products and features that we're providing for your business. It's going to have the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy as we went over. There's a couple of boxes in there. One of them you want to leave unchecked if you're okay with us sending you text messages moving forward. I personally like using the text messages, but if you don't like it, it's totally fine. I can communicate with you via phone call or email as well. Then there's a section to certify that you are the cardholder, and that you've authorized the transaction and that all the billing information you're providing is yours and correct. It's not somebody else's. And then the last line is just sign your first and last name as it appears above there. And then you'll get a hard copy of this. You should have it actually already in your email with your invoice receipt. Marketing with Google is considered a business expense, so you will be able to write this off if you don't have enough write-offs already.
Okay. Selected it, and it's asking me to enter in a username and password.
Okay, so that will be provided to you via email. It's a temporary one. You can change it to whatever you like, but it's going to come with that YouTube video. Usually we wait until after your client interview to send that, so that way it's actually updated with the right data, you know, for each individual service that you provide and the clicks and calls. So it'll be blank in the beginning, and then it'll upload or populate as the new calls and leads come in.
Okay.
All right. So that's going to conclude our initial sign-up process. Obviously, I want to thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Really happy that I got that pricing structure in store for you. It's about $200 less than the competitors, so that should put us in position to work together long-term. You know, obviously, if you're seeing profit, I don't see why you would discontinue it ever. But if you have questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I'll be here to walk you through it. A couple things I want you to keep in mind just starting out. Obviously, the client interview, I got scheduled between 3 and 4 o'clock this afternoon. You're going to receive that PIN verification letter in the mail, probably by Friday, but like I said, Monday by the latest. And then I'm also going to send you a text with an email address. I don't know if you had a logo or some photos you want to use, but that'll really help us with the website. I want to make sure it's matching up with any T-shirts or vinyl or decal you might have on a truck out there.
Yes, sir. I've got a decal.
Okay. So I'm going to send you the email address now. It's pretty easy. It's just photos@localsplash.com. But if you could send in that logo, we want to have that affiliated with your website. So that way when you pull up places, it looks real professional. They know who you are. It's not just a random car pulling up.
Right.
Okay. And that's basically the gist of it. I mean, all I need from you really is that those logos, the photos, obviously answer the phone as the calls come in. You know, the client interview this afternoon between 3 and 4. I'm going to send you a text message like 1 hour before, so like around 2 o'clock, just to make sure that's still a good time for you. If something pops up or changes, let me know at that time. We could reschedule it, but I want to try to get it done as soon as possible.
Yes, sir.
Basically, the clock starts ticking on the first month right now, so I want to knock it out. I don't want to waste a day.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'm going to let you get back to your day, and then we'll circle back with you between 3 and 4 for that client interview.
Yes, sir.
All right. If you need anything, give me a ring. You have a good day.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.